Welcome to this Christmas Eve service of Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls. Welcome, no matter who you are or where you are from this evening. It is simply right for us to gather together on this holy night. Tonight we are going to be celebrating Holy Communion, so we invite you to gather some bread or a cracker and grape juice or any other drink if you wish to partake in the sacrament. And if you don't do that, we still certainly invite you to commune with us spiritually. At the end of the service, we will all sing Silent Night. Please feel free to dim your lights and light a candle if you would like to do that. Tonight as liturgists, I welcome Wayne Netney, Chair of the Deacons, Pastor Glenn Roundsville, our youth pastor, Dave Valerio, Chair of the Deacons, and Dave, our musical director, and Sue and Mike Dunbar, who will light the Christ candle on our wreath. So many thanks also to the nine who have agreed to read the lessons for this evening. So Pastor Glenn, would you please call us to worship?
Blessings to him who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Amen.
And Mr. Dave, would you please announce the music and tell us what we need to know tonight?
Yes. Good evening, everybody, and Merry Christmas to you all. It's nice to be here with you all. The music tonight, we have a lot of selections and a lot of beautiful pieces. We wanted to throw in all the favorite Christmas hymns for you, and they go very well with the readings. They're paired very well with them. Our opening hymn is O Come All Ye Faithful. And we do have lyrics for that. If you go into the chat bar, usually at the bottom of the screen or wherever it may be on your Zoom, you can go in there into the chat section and you'll find the lyrics posted. We're going to sing that one. And we're also going to sing the very last song, which is Silent Night. That's the very last one in the service. That will also have lyrics posted. There's four verses of Silent Night. And we're just going to sing two verses of the opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. And during the readings, we do have different soloists, members of the choir, guest musicians. So you're more than welcome to either listen and meditate and listen to the beautiful songs, or you're welcome to sing at home along with them. It's always just one verse. So if you know the verse and you'd like to join in singing at home, by all means, just remember when you do sing, you always keep your mute on. And so we can hear the music playing over the Zoom system, right? But you're all welcome to join in singing and participate in all the music tonight. Let's start with two verses of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Sing choirs of angels, sing in its to God all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Lord, you have examined me and you know me, and you know everything I do. From far away, you understand all my thoughts. You see me whether I am working or resting. You know all my actions. Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I flee from your presence? If I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I lay down in the world of the dead, you would be there. If I flew away beyond the east or lived in the farthest place in the west, you would be there to lead me. You would be there to help me. Examine me, God, and know my mind. Test me and discover my thoughts. Find out if there is any deceit in me and guide me in the eternal way. And now please join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now I invite Sue and Mike Dunbar to lead us in the lighting of the Advent wreath.
This is the last time this year we will light the Advent candles.
For 4 weeks, the candles have been burning as we thought about hope, peace, joy, and love. These are the gifts which Jesus brought to us at Christmas time. The waiting is over and Jesus is born.
Each week, another candle glowed and our wreath shone more brightly. Tonight, we light the white candle, the candle which represents Jesus. It is the center of our wreath, just as Jesus is the center of our lives. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Let us pray. God, our hearts sing with joy and praise because of Jesus.
At this happy season,
we rejoice that Jesus has come among us. By his birth and life, he has shown that we are your people and that we are greatly loved. Help us to remember Christmas all year long by giving to others the gifts of life, hope, peace, joy, love, kindness, and understanding. Amen. Amen.
Shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Beautiful. So this is the time we're going to gather together for Holy Communion. And as always, the table is open to all who confess Jesus as the Christ and seek to follow in Christ's way. So come to the sacred table, not because you must, but because you may. Come not because you are fulfilled, but because in your emptiness, you stand in need of God's mercy and assurance. Come not to express an opinion, but to seek a presence and to pray for a spirit. Come to this table then, sisters and brothers, as you are, partake and share. It is given to you and to me so that we might know that God has come to us on Christmas and shared our common lot and has invited us to join the people of God's new age. We remember that on the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it and broke it and said, "Take and eat of this. For this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Drink of this, all of you, and do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Bless this bread and bless this fruit of the vine. Bless all of us in our eating and drinking at your table, that our eyes may be opened and we may recognize the risen Christ in our midst, in each other, and in all for whom Christ died. Amen. So now take this bread and eat of it, for it is a reminder of the body of Christ broken for you. And take this cup and drink of it, for it is a reminder of Christ's blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Let us pray. On that first Christmas, you called your people from east and west and north and south to visit and worship a tiny baby, our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, O God, you still call us to feast at the table of that same Jesus Christ. We thank you for Christ's presence and for the spiritual food of Christ's body and blood. By the power of your Holy Spirit, keep us faithful to your will as we continue to worship and adore him this Christmas child who became our Savior. Amen.
On Christmas Eve, we come not only to celebrate the birth of the Christ child over 2,000 years ago, but we look forward to Christ's second coming. St. Paul is in prison and awaiting probable execution in Rome, but writes this letter to a fledgling church in Philippi, which was a city right on the border of Europe. I'll be reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Please hear these words. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." May God help us in our understanding of these words.
Thank you, Wayne. One of the realities of Christmas is that if we are looking and if we are alert, there is always something new to be revealed about Christmas. For example, this is what I discovered this year. Did you know that all of the reindeer that pull Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve are actually females? That says something for our side of the party, doesn't it? I guess that would even include Rudolph. Think about that for a moment. How do we know that? Because according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, both male and female reindeer grow antlers in the summer each year. However, the male reindeer lose their antlers at the beginning of winter, usually in late November to mid-December. Female reindeer, on the other hand, retain their antlers till after they give birth in the spring. Now, I know that some of our boys and girls are looking forward to Santa's visit later tonight. And that's what's part of this grand night that makes it the grandest night of the year. And that's why we're turning now to the grandest story in all of human history and literature. It's the story of God in the book of Genesis, who creates this beautiful world complete with human beings. There is a thread that tells of God's effort to reach us as God's own children, going through all of the scriptures, culminating in the birth of a baby in Bethlehem. And you will hear that thread in 9 readings tonight. Something that is not news is found in the words of St. Paul that he wrote to that church in Philippi, considered to be the very first church founded in Europe. Even facing his own death, Paul's words radiate with serene happiness in Christ. This is a night for pure, unadulterated joy. How can anyone be a cynic on Christmas Eve? How can anyone be a killjoy? How can anyone be a Scrooge or a Grinch? It doesn't get any better than this in this world. A humble couple awaits the birth of their first son in a stable in Bethlehem. Overhead angels sing glory to God in the highest. This is the faith at its most basic. This is the hope at its most triumphant. The birth of a child, there's nothing like it. If you were to ask most parents what was the most important event in your life, a significant number would answer, well, the birth of our child. And so it was with God's one and only Son, whom we call Jesus Christ. Here is our security. Here is our peace. Here is our hope, our joy. God has come into our world in the babe of Bethlehem. Why shouldn't we sing for joy on this night of nights? Something very special happened in our world 2,000 years ago. A babe was born to a humble couple, a babe who makes it possible for us to know and to love God. It changed the whole world. It doesn't get any better than that. So come, let us hear the whole story now from our sacred text. Our first reading is by Allison Darling.
The first lesson. God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. From Genesis 22, verses 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies. And by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Joy of every longing. Second lesson, Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. This is Isaiah 9, verses 2 and 6 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Glorious song of all, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in song
lesson. The peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 9. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play with the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
The fourth lesson.
This is where the prophet Micah is foretelling the glory of little Bethlehem. I'll read from the book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me, one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And he shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
Lesson. The angel Gabriel salutes the Virgin Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Why have you chosen me? I ask you, oh my Lord, a holy one. I have become, why me? A child has come through you, divine, the priest. strength to guide him through his life. In this world, Lord.
The sixth lesson. Matthew tells of the birth of Jesus. It comes from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
The shepherds go to the manger. This comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 16. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger.
Angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sin is reconciled. Joyful, O ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim,
Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
The wise men are led to the by the star to Jesus. Matthew 2, 1 to 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is this child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Upon entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
John unfolds the great mystery of the incarnation. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into the being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. He came to what was his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let
earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
You have heard the story, so now is the time if you wish to light a candle. Please feel free to do so. Dim the lights at home if you want to do that. And please join with me in a moment of prayer, and after that we will sing Silent Night together. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, for you have visited and redeemed your people, coming to us in Jesus, delivering us from all enemies, remembering your holy covenant, the oath you swore to our ancestors in the faith. You have come to set us free that we may serve you without fear all the days of our lives. In Christ, you have given us knowledge of salvation and forgiveness of sin. You have come to us to give light to those who sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Therefore, we praise you with psalms and hymns and carols and with thankfulness in our hearts for your gift of yourself in Jesus. Through your Spirit, may we put on compassion, kindness, humility, and patience to understand and forgive one another. Bind us together in the perfect harmony of love. May the peace of Christ rule in our hearts that we may be instruments of your peace on earth. We offer all words and deeds and prayers in the name of your infant Son born this evening, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Night, holy night. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light with the angels.
Receive the benediction. Live joyfully and gratefully by the strength of the heavenly food which we receive this evening. Though we are not together, we are the body of Christ, sharing in the death and resurrection of the Lord. God, fill our world with the Spirit of Christ, and in the midst of our daily interactions, become a witness to Him. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Feel free to unmute yourselves and stay around and visit for a while if you wish. Yeah.